Because, you know, hey, man, we try to get on these shows, man. I can be on Law and Order.
Yeah, let me be like a little Detective Tutuola. Another case of the paper plate bandit.
Right. Let it be that random black dude that answers the door. Who's this? No, Shane Hill.
You gotta give him that Samuel Jackson look, though.
Yeah. I could be on Law and Order, bro. We can do that. We can pull it off. Shane Hill. We got a moment of your time. I said Shane Hill.
He just don't want to fork it up again.
Shout out to you, man. What up? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Your boy Joffy and Chris in the building, just acting up. So it's just us two today, but don't worry, you're gonna see Mike and Deshay later on. And Chris, you all right over there, bro? What's going on, man?
Yeah, man, I'm tired, man. It's been a long week, right? Yeah. You know, my birthday was this past week, and you know, I was trying to do different stuff, you know, a lot of different stuff. So first, I went to a massage chiropractor because I wanted to try to see what that was like. You know, I thought it would be relaxing, ease some stress, and, you know, this how that went.
Breathe out. One more time, breathe out. Uh-huh, watch. Oh, one more. Look to the right. Oh, God.
Ah, my neck still hurt from that, right? So I'm like, nah, I don't think I'll do that again. And so then... Like I said, let me try something new going into this next year of life. Let me, you know, so I signed up to be a cop, a temporary cop, right?
Okay.
And I went to this place, and you know, they called my. I was like, oh, I got my first little run in. I'm like, I'm thinking it's about to be all cool and like on the movies. This is what happened. Like hell nah. Hell no, I'm getting out of there.
About face or turn the other direction,
right? And then I said, you know what? I'm just gonna safest thing I can do, get a new dog. Got a new dog, cute little dog, big dog though, pretty big in size, at least big enough to let me know when somebody tried to get into my home. But then somebody tried to get into my home, and the dog didn't do nothing. You know what the dog did?
What the dog
did? This is what the dog did. God dang it. Just off the phone, bro. I'm just like, what are you good for? I gave him back. Forget that dog.
I would have too. That's messed up, man. That dog, bro. That's messed up.
I'm just gonna get on his phone. I'm like, bro, bite him something.
Dude, could you at least scratch him or something? Bark. Let me know that you're here. I got him back or something.
Scooby would be so ashamed.
Man's best friend, man. Oh my gosh. Sad. Well, we got some best friends that are checking out the show today. We appreciate y'all. We're gonna get in the show. We're gonna talk about some sports news, some entertainment news, and the balancing act as well. We're gonna, you know, talk about a few things, but all that and more, just acting up show. Y'all stay locked in. What up? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, all that. Ducks, chickens, cows, pig. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, they're man and fresh again. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. Y'all know we silly, but y'all also know what to do when y'all first start watching the show. You like, share,
comment, and subscribe.
Hey.
$3.99.
Right. Nothing like free 99, man. Feeling nice and brisk outside here in the city of Houston, Texas. That I mean, I know it's the weekend, and y'all gonna see this on today on Tuesday. But I'm just saying, this weekend, man. It's
I said, yeah, boy.
Right. I woke up. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's feel.
Some sunlight. Get you some ass. Vitamin D.
Man. Get some good ass, man.
Stay out of trouble.
Please stay out of trouble, man. And please stay out of trouble. So I want to go ahead and talk about this real quick because it bothered me. In my spirit, it bothered me. Now, we all know when you go on the other side of the oath of, you know, of the good old America, I'm not going to say America, we go on the other side of the world and on different soils, different land, there are different rules and different regulations. And this scares me. And I'm so bad for this person, this girl, I'm not going to say girl, this young lady, 21-year-old New York student has been sentenced to a year in prison after she allegedly gently touched a security guard at a Dubai airport. Now, like I said, whenever you go to the other side of the world, you don't know, you can do something that you normally do in America and probably get arrested for it. Like you spit on the ground or something like that. They probably got a rule over there. Like ain't no spitting on the ground up there in public or something, or touching somebody or hugging or greeting or something like that. So that scares me. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying the laws of the land is different. You got to do your research before you go to these countries, especially the ladies, because a lot of things that you would have the freedom to do here, they're very strict on overseas.
Yeah, and that also goes with like wearing something different and everything too, like all of it. It's like, and I want to go to different places. I do want to travel to that other side and see how they do things or whatever, but I also feel like I'll probably walk on eggshells because maybe they say like, hey, you know, I don't know, James, you're too short to be. I'm being silly, but case in point is Elizabeth Polanco de Los Santos. She was at a Dubai International Airport for a layover while flying from Istanbul to New York in July when she was subjected to degrading, painful, and humiliating searches. According to Detained in Dubai, an organization that provides legal assistance to foreigners to United Arab Emirates. I don't know how you pronounce that word. I'm messing up this morning. But it says, the article goes on. It says Elizabeth and her friend opted for a 10-hour layover in Dubai rather than stop in Paris. So you can look at this whole article on, let me see, 107.5 WGCI on Instagram. That's where we found this. We came across it. So look at the whole article right there. But, you know, it just... Hopefully, you know, I want the same energy. I know she's not going to get the same energy that Brittany Griner got. We already know that. But anybody out there can help this lady or pass the message on, please, because that's just a slightly gentle touch. I don't know how she touched the person. I'm pretty sure it wasn't nothing sexually or whatever. But somebody please help that young lady out, man. Help out a friend.
Yeah, she did get out of jail after she was sent after a one-year sentence for the alleged airport assault. She did get out.
Okay.
She was released this past week.
Okay, good, great. Good to hear. But besides all that, y'all, like me and Chris just stated, before you go to that other side of the world, make sure you do research and see what you can and cannot do, because that right there, that's scary, especially being in a foreign country.
Yeah, I mean, even look at Kanye and his wife, Bianca, they getting facing charges of indecent exposure. You know, they're having they booties out. Whereas yeah. Come to America, booties out every day. That's just a Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh. Look at the booties derriere maximus. Yeah. So y'all be careful out there, y'all. Let's get into some sports news real quick. So the Rockets preseason starts very, very soon. So y'all go ahead and get y'all tickets. They're gonna have a liftoff party, as you know how the Rockets do. Mm-hmm. Liftoff party and everything, so that's gonna be fun and good to see. See, boy, they got a nice roster going, man. This look nice and solid. So
even with the Kevin Porter stuff, with him probably possibly missing a lot of time, it still looks like a good roster.
Yeah,
and I read somewhere that James Harden they came this close to signing James Harden. I was reading the article where James Harden. They was going to give him a max contract and everything. But then he said he wanted to win a scoring title. And they rescinded the offer. They're like, nah, we're not on that.
Yeah. I keep hearing different rumors about that as well too, and somebody else is saying that he wanted to come back and Ime Udoka, but when they signed Ime Udoka, he was like, "Nah, I'm good." And they were saying James is like they trying to change the whole culture and everything. And so whatever the rumor or case may be, I mean, it would have been cool to see Harden come back and be a leader and win the championship here. But I guess sometimes it just don't work out like that, and you just gotta continue to move on, man. So
yeah,
ooh,
yeah. That's a nice lesson right there. Use it.
So yeah, man. Again, make sure you get your tickets. I'm gonna go see some Rockets games more. I only saw one last year, and it was kind of depressing. But hey, we're gonna see how it goes this year. So, in other sports news, the Houston Dynamo have clinched a playoff spot as well. So I know people was being frustrated with them over the season. So shout out to Houston Dynamo. Keep kicking, keep going, man. I about to say keep kicking.
Keep kicking.
Yes, please. You're dribbling and all that. As well as the Houston Astros, they are now in the playoffs going against the Twins. They did it again, man. They did it again.
I mean, hey, we went so long without even making the playoffs. I'm glad to see these last few years of us just having that. We expected to be there now.
Yes. Expect it. Get used to it, man.
Yeah.
Keep on partying. Give me another time.
I'm going to pass out for y'all again, though.
Oh, no. No.
Hot sun for that parade. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, man. Two more things before we get up out of this here big stage segment. Jimmy Butler has gone viral.
All I can think of is, you ever seen, well, I used to be into punk rock a lot. And I could just see, so this is a group called Simple Plan. Like, I just want him to go, "Hey, Jack, look at me. Think back and talk to me. Did I grow?" I mean, that's happy.
Boy, Jimmy Buckets, boy, that boy. It throws you off.
He did what he wanted it to do, to make a splash.
He did. And I ain't gonna chop on the dude too much because when he go up against the Rockets, he kill us. I'm gonna be like, man, God, dog, I shouldn't have made fun of this man as hell. But just the fact that he just.
What's wrong with you, man? What's
wrong with you? Punk rocker days, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was too fun. And last but not least, on Instagram, there is a thing called, if you're in Houston, there's a page called Hugh Bucket List, and it's pretty much Houston Bucket List. H-O-U Bucket List. And it's events around Houston, and they're showing events around Houston for October. If you are struggling to find out different things to do around the month of October for this month in Houston, besides just go to your regular old Halloween party and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you want to, switch things up, find something else to do with not just your kids and yourself, but other people, friends. So check that out. There's some good stuff on there. I might be hitting up one or two of those things. So
A lot of good stuff happening.
Yeah, man. Y'all get out there, have some fun, and be safe out there, and enjoy yourself. And tell them that the Just Acting Up Show sent you.
That's right.
Because we need sponsors.
Yes, we do. Come on now. Come on.
All right, good people. We about to get into the Critics Corner, so don't go nowhere. Stay locked in to Just Acting Up Show. All right, y'all, we are here at the Critics Corner, but before you look into this segment right here, slide on over to y'all's VIP room real quick, man, where I talked about, I'm sorry, man. Chris, don't mind me, brother, I'm sorry. Blade, with Mahershala Ali. Another writer.
I ain't never seen that movie.
Man, and it scares me because every time you start getting more reports about this writer dropping off or that actor or this or that from a movie, it don't turn out the right way. And
never does.
Yeah, so y'all go on and sign over to the VIP room and watch, check that out, man. Check it out. So, with that being said, more Marvel news. Loki season 2 is here. And I saw the first episode. I enjoyed it. It looked good.
It was. They picked up right where they left off. Right in after the aftermath, after she killed he who remains. Mm. And not to spoil it, but just to say they're setting it up nicely.
So yeah, Loki is at his, I ain't gonna say Loki's at his shenanigans again. Loki is trying to save the timeline. And it's crazy from, you know, his growth as a character from what we saw, what he used to be, the orphaned mm-hmm. who was not loved and accepted like he should be, and trying to seek vengeance on Thor and his family. And but you know, he just wanted to be loved. Loki just needed a hug. He just needed to be loved. That's all Loki wanted.
He just wanted to feel like he mattered.
Yeah, that's it. And now he's taking on something that matters. Because you got a responsibility. So yeah, man, it's pretty good. So check out Loki season 2. But yeah, speaking of Loki season 2, Disney Plus, and all the other subscriptions, man, did it hurt your heart when you saw that message in your email when they said that these subscriptions like Disney Plus, Hulu, and Netflix getting another price jump?
Yeah. You gotta have your system. We got a system in place over here to just act up.
Right.
I like, which one you got? Okay, I'm you got one. Which one you got? Okay, we'd be like Spider-Man. We'd be like you.
Right. They're like, God, no, man. I got kind of sad, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, God, dog it. That Denzel watching me. He's Malcolm X. Like, man.
They just getting every little, you know. They really need to be trying to help the American people. I guess they said, well, the strike's over, and we're gonna
make up for this some kind of way. Oh man, but yeah, speaking of the strike being over, but still some work to do on the strike, you know, so the actors still need to be taken care of. The writers getting taken care of, but still some work that need to be done. So Jimmy Fallon, he's back. He made a little dance move and everything. That was a funny video. Had a little beard and everything, long beard. So yeah, man, Jimmy Fallon is back. So great. It looked like his writers has returned and helped him out. They like, let's get back to work since y'all pretty much saying we getting there. But unfortunately, Drew Barrymore, her show writers, they have not returned. I guess they, you know, working some kinks out or whatever, but we're going to wish Drew Barrymore well and hope and pray that everything works out and hope everybody return back to work and hope a certain deal or whatever else they're looking for is being met. Because, you know, hey, we get it. We understand.
And I know Jimmy Fallon, you know, he was, you know, last month he was being accused of like an Ellen type situation with the toxic work environment by two of his current and 14 of his former employees was accusing him of like just terrible work conditions and being drunk on erratic behavior on set. So I'm sure he's ready to get back in the spotlight and kind of make that go away.
Right. I totally agree. He seemed like a cool dude anyway. Both him and Drew Barrymore seem like really cool people. I would love to go on both of their shows.
You know, I think a lot of times they don't necessarily be the person themselves. It's more, sometimes they have some of the in-between people and things get lost in translation once you go through so many channels.
Right. I agree. That can happen. That can happen to anybody too. So yeah. No, like, they're the most nicest person. And then that one person, I hate them. Like, dang, sorry. Oh man. And speaking of more writers, more on the writers, Dick Wolf. If you don't know who Dick Wolf is, if you watch Law and Order, if you watch Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, and all those other shows. Right. Boy, Dick Wolf on it, bro. Yeah, man. The writers have returned for, you know, those shows are returning for those shows. So I mean, they said people saying like, when are we gonna get these shows back? Brother, sister, people, ducks, chickens. I go again. Listen,
January.
Probably next year, because they gotta, you know, stay on track with how they usually, you know.
Maybe on track. Shorter season.
Probably so. So yeah, they gotta stay on track with everything. So we'll see how it goes, and I'm looking forward to it. Because, you know, hey, man, we try to get on these shows, man. I can be on Law and Order.
Let me be like a little Detective Tutuola. Man, the case of the paper plate bandit.
Right. Let me be that random black dude that answers the door. Who's this? No, Shane Hill.
Just don't. You gotta give him that Samuel Jackson look, though. Yeah.
I could be on Law and Order, bro. We can do that. We can pull it off. Shane Hill. We got a moment of your time. I said Shane Hill.
He just don't want to fork it up again.
Shout out to Ice-T, man. Oh, man. Yeah, in other news, so let's get into other subscriptions real quick. Forgot to mention that there's a show out there called Black Cake that's coming out on Hulu. Saw the trailer for it. Looks pretty doggone good, man. Looks pretty doggone good.
Black Cake.
Yeah, so make sure you keep an eye out on that as well. And let me see. This kind of puzzled me for a little bit. Chris Rock and Steven Spielberg are in talks to direct a Martin Luther King movie. That came out of, I don't know, this is one of those, like, came out of left field type of thing.
Yeah. I wonder why. That's the big question, the why.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to do, because they've already done several biopics of Martin. I think the last big one was Selma, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if what they're going to do now, are they going to really do, well, I wonder how deep they're going to go. Let's just say that. Are they going to get into some of the playtime, Martin? You know what I mean? You know.
I think that's the only chapter that need to be revealed right there with him.
That's the only place I think they can go with it is to show not only, you know, the man as the martyr that he is now, but, you know, he was flawed. You know, He was flawed. So I wonder if they'll go there with it. That may
reference the others,
so we'll see.
Ooh-wee, man. Yeah, man. And a few more things of The Burial. It's a movie called The Burial starring Jamie Foxx, Tommy Lee Jones, and a handful of other people that are some familiar faces. Like an all-star cast. Keep an eye on that because I heard that's going to be a really good movie. We also were on set with someone who was on that film as well. But, you know, hey, we'll try to get that individual on the show another time to talk about their experience. So The Burial, starring Jamie Foxx and Tommy Lee Jones. And let's also not forget Kevin Costner is in a two-part film called Horizon. They'll start filming in 2024. That's going to be good. It just looks good. And, you know, he's been on his whole Yellowstone buzz and everything, and it looks like he's continued that in Horizon. So we'll keep an eye on that. And last but not least, this right here, if this happens or if this is true, I'm in now. And they're like swimwear. Christopher Nolan is rumored to direct two James Bond films.
Who would he cast as Bond is the million-dollar question.
Dun, dun, dun.
I want to see a black James Bond. I really do.
That'll be dope. If he do that, that'll be, ooh.
Dang. I really do.
I look forward to that as well, too, one day.
Yeah.
So, y'all, stop hating. It's going to happen. Or we going to make it to make it happen. All right, good people. Myself and Chris going to step away for a little bit, but I'm going to come right back in, jump in on this interview with along with Mike and Tashay to talk to Brandy Specs. Man, she's so dope, man. She cool. Love talking to Brandy. So, don't go nowhere. Just acting up. So, be right back with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest today. I feel like she should have been on the show. We have ran into this young lady a lot of times around the city, and we have supported every single thing that she has done. Brandy Specs, everybody.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problems. No, thank you. because it's a lot to ask people to come in the early in the a.m. on a Saturday to sit out and talk with us. But you're here, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, ma'am. So let's just get right to it. How did you get into acting?
I got into acting at a very young age. I used to do YMCA, like the after-school program, and we had a new lady that came in. Everybody loved her, and she was like, let's do this play. Mm-hmm. And my brother, my older brother, who he took on to basketball, but he played like the king in the play, and I got to play the princess, and they put all these pearls on me and just put a crown. And I was like, oh, yeah, I like this. And ever since then, I was hooked. I was like, I like the fact that I get to play somebody that I'm not in real life. So that was my acting start. Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
How old is your brother? Like, are you guys like how many years apart?
So, that's funny. on my mom's side, I have my older brother. We're like 2.5 years apart. And then I have my baby brother, who's 15 years younger than me. So, yeah, when he was born, everybody thought it was my baby.
Hey. He's like, it's just my brother.
Yeah. And that's how I was about my older brother, too. We went to the same high school and we looked nothing alike. Plus, we had different last names. So some people would think we were dating. I'm like, that's disgusting. That's my brother.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, just on my dad's side, me and my sisters, we joke about being project triplets. So,
Oh wow!
My dad was busy. Had 3 women pregnant at the same time. So, my 2 sisters were born in 85. All 3 of us.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I was born in 85 too.
Okay, 85, the best year.
It's the year
before that. I was born in 84.
It's like not even really a good number, like 84. Like,
yes, 85 is the one.
No. It's the one. Yeah, I think I have an older brother from my dad and then a baby brother, and that's it.
You know what was so funny? Because I tell people that I grew up as the only child when I really wasn't. My sister was like 8 years apart. We 8 years apart from each other. And the reason why I say that is because it's not to be mean, and I love my sister dearly. It's because my sister was my second mom.
See?
So I couldn't do it. So, yes, I grew up the only child.
Yes.
And so I played make-believe around the house, and she would go tell my mama if I broke something. And that was like, that's not the sisterly thing to do.
You would get away with it, though, because you was the baby.
Yeah, I would get away with it, but then I'd be back doing something else. She'd go back and tell.
Yep.
So it's like, you're supposed to be my sibling.
Second mom.
Second mom, still to this day, second mom.
Yeah, Brandy, that is so crazy because I have a sister that was born in 85 too. Same, yes, yes. So
what?
Yes, yes, yes. We're 5 months apart. I was born in September, and she was born 5 months prior. And let me tell you, Well, she still act like she's the oldest and everything. Even though I'm like, you 5 months. 5 months.
That's how it was with my baby sister. We 5 months apart. And my other sister, we 2 months apart.
Yes. Wow. That's crazy.
They was busy back then in 84.
See, what's going on in the water.
For them to be busy in 84 to have us in 85.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to my mama, she said after me, she said that was it. She didn't want no more kids.
I believe that.
She said, Michael, she said, you was enough.
You was the icing on the cake. That was the last straw.
That is absolutely right. We have another guy that just joined us. We all know him well. He's late to the party. The boy James. Yeah, boy James.
Finally.
Boy, what you came out of church?
Yeah, I was doing a church scene real quick. I was trying to hurry up, but you know how that is. Brandy, you looking very sophisticated and very lovely. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Last time I did a Zoom interview, I was looking busted, so I was like, I gotta kind of redeem myself.
I got you. Got with the pitch in the background, everything. She came, man. Come on now, y'all.
Is that the Last Supper back there?
This is a library type.
It's like the principal or something, you know, of the school.
The black family. The
principal sex.
The black household would have the Last Supper and a picture of Obama in the back.
And a few angels.
And a few angels.
So, like, we know you asked to be a superwoman. We know you're a mom. Is it crazy balancing, you know, acting life and, you know, being a mother? How is that for you?
Yeah, it is. I have to, like, kind of plead with my son to be very understanding. And he's a mama's boy. So he likes to cling to me a lot at 11, almost 12 years old. Wow. He still likes to be right up under me. And I just have to explain to him, you know, certain things. Hey, you know, you like this. That mean I got to make money to provide for this, because I can't buy you Robux. You can't have Robux if I'm not making bucks. So he kind of understands sometimes, and then sometimes I try to bring him with me. He'll just be like, no, I want to stay home. And I'm like, well, come on, you know, it's gonna be boring. And I like, he's been on set quite a few times. He's acted a few times. He does not like, still to this day, that he has to be quiet and can't say anything.
Right.
He would rather stay home by himself with the dog than come on set with me and have to be quiet for hours upon hours. So he's like, if it's quick, if it's something quick, like a couple of hours and we in and out, he don't mind coming. But other than that, he'll be at home. So he just is trying to adjust still after all these years to that work-life balance that I have. But he likes money, so that's why I have to kind of bribe him. And then, like I said, he's done a few things. He did a commercial before, and it was like, paid him $400. So he told all his friends, and they was like, oh, you rich. I was like,
I know, right?
Not so much, but to a couple of 10-year-olds, it says something different.
Boy, that's $400.
Yes, I was trying to get my son casted for something that I seen not too long ago, because he's tall, he plays ball, and and that's what they were looking for, a basketball player. So I was like, let me try to. And he was like, someone's like, $600, right? He was like, mm-mm, it's on my birthday weekend. I was like, bro, it's $600. He's like, nah, it's my birthday weekend.
And they be really like starting with that, like they be like really setting their mind, like they got their mindset on, no, I don't want to do it. And I just be like, please.
Right.
It's funny. And they like, mm-mm.
Right. Did he spend the whole $400 on Robux?
He did not. He is greedy like me. So a lot of it was like food. Because I'll be telling him, we got food at home. We not. Well, I have money.
You know, I know my son fight. Said the same thing. Well, I got money.
Like, boy, come on.
And
man.
They know it and they mean it. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, like our parents used to do, they used to be like, do you got McDonald's money? Do you got Burger King money or whatever? Mm-hmm. Now this is like, I got money. Matter of fact, they even have their own Cash App and they could order it home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's used to that. Yeah, like he likes to DoorDash a lot of stuff. So I told him, hey man, that cost a $5 meal is $20. So I'm taking that out your money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have a picture of Terry Crews in your wallet? Cause boy, I tell you, you with broke me down. Cause I, hey, man, that $5 to come on here.
That's $5.39.
At $5.39,
man.
Oh man. Let's talk about your range. You like to play in drama and comedy. Which one is your favorite?
I love everything, but I like emotions. Like I like my emotions being able to be brought out. I like to cry. So anything that challenges me, that can make me bring on the tears and cry, I really like try to go for those roles a lot more.
Nice. I love it. Love
I tell
that.
People because a lot of people always ask, how can I make myself cry? Because it's so funny. In middle school, when my friends found out I could make myself cry, we would get to lunch and they would say, make yourself cry. I'd be like, well, dang, I can't warm up to it. I can't take a bite of my food. I can't get a little milk. They would just immediately, when I sat on the table, make yourself cry. So now actually being in the industry and actually having roles that I have to cry, and people will say, how do you make yourself cry? And I tell them, before I had my son, I would just imagine a baby in a stroller being pushed in the street and a car hitting the stroller. That would make me cry. But then I had my child and I was like, I don't want to think about that anymore. And I started just thinking about like emotional things like breakups, going through stuff with family members and stuff. And that would really, like, the tears will come instantly. So I really like emotional roles.
My first time crying on camera was Eric Hunter's O'Shea. And I remember I was so like, I got this, I'll be all right. Because he was like, could you cry? And I was hesitant because I knew I would have to go back into something and bring those emotions out. So as macho man me, I'm like, I'll be cool. I'm going to knock this out, yada, yada, yada. And the next day, I'm going to work. When I did it, they loved it. They enjoyed it. It was like first take. They was cool with it. They was like, man, he showed like real tears. But when I left, I started feeling so down when I was supposed to be excited because that was my first time doing this, and that. That was my first, right? The next day I was supposed to go to work. I called in. I didn't come back to work till 3 days later. Like, I told them that I had COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was feeling really, really down. Mm-hmm. And that was a strange place for me because I'm more upbeat. I mean, problems going to come and you mm-hmm. have your moments, but I don't like to stay there for too long. I like to just pop in and I'm popping right back out. But at that moment, I was really, really down.
Yeah.
So someone told me that that's not the most, you know, efficient, good way of doing that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, thinking of such traumatic things sometimes can bring you down, right?
Right.
And it's like, you have to also remember what brought you out of that traumatic moment, because you obviously seen some kind of rainbow at the end of that in some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? You have to, after thinking about that thing, that dramatic thing, you got to also be like, well, you know, and I'm still here and look what I'm doing, you know? And it's like a blessing to be able to continue and to see your growth and where you've come from. So, you know, after that moment of reaching into that traumatic thing that happened, you got to also come back to reality and like, that happened, but look what I'm doing with myself.
Right.
Don't have them right there in front of me. So first and foremost, I want to say I love working with Brandy. Brandy is just so much fun to work with and everything. Mm-hmm. I know she does, you know, AD and everything, directing, acting, everything. But and I always see Brandy in a great mood, and that's good because the energy and the vibe and everything. But what is that one thing that Brandy has to have on set, or she is just like, I'm having a bad day? Like, what is that one thing you got to have? You like, I need this, or ain't nothing getting done today.
Wow. I would just have to say positive energy. Like, it's a lot of people. Like, I like to, when I like send emails out before we start a production, I like to be very wordy in my emails, and I'll, you know, let people know, I'll warn them, this is going to be a long email. But that's one of the things I like to point out and emphasize, is it's like when there's bad energy on set, or when it's somebody that's, you know, we got about 98% of the cast and crew that's like, yeah, this is a great project, I love it, I'm happy to be here, I want to be here. And then you just got that that one or two people that just be like, yeah, I'm just gonna check. I really don't like them, but I'm trying to get my money, so I'm just being here just for my job. And it's like you can feel that, like you can feel that energy, and that. It's like I've been on production sometimes where I'm so grateful for the director or whoever the producer is over the project who's in control of the set, who says, hey, something's not going right. Let's stop. Let's pray. Let's get everybody back on track, because it's that I don't know people how people feel about devils and demons and stuff, but that stuff really be in people. Like, people really have bad spirits, and they will bring that to the environment and project that onto everybody else. And it could be just something so simple as somebody saying excuse me, and somebody just being like, you excuse, or just not saying something back. And it's just like, why did you bring that here? Like, you could have been somewhere else. You could have declined this. You could have stayed home. You could have put your energy towards something else. Like, I just really can't get with people, everybody being happy, and we happy to be working with each other, and everybody happy to see each other. Because some of us, we so used to working with each other, and then we take some months off, and now we back, and we excited to see each other. Mm-hmm. And then you got that negative energy. That's, I have to say, that's my biggest thing. I don't like it. And I've had like quite a few people who try to, you know, come at me like negatively and bring that energy towards me. And I have to like just separate. Most of the time I just separate myself from somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that too, because I know me and you talked about that one time, like people with that energy like that, because like you said, we always so happy to work with each other. It's a privilege and it's a blessing, because, you know, we go down the full roster of, we pick her, him, and him, and him. And so we, like, y'all picked us for a reason.
That's right.
And so we're so grateful. So I'm glad that you said that, so people can get an understanding. Hey, when you come on set, you need to come correct and have a certain energy, because we want nothing but good vibes. We already got to deal with other stuff.
It's not outside of the set.
Yeah.
And it's like they stick out like a sore thumb, because everybody else be positive and be on note, be congratulating each other and saying, oh, great job. And this energy, you have that one person in the back looking stank, like they don't really want to be there or whatever. And it's like you don't want to make the energy with everybody else kind of weird. So you don't like single them out or make them get out or anything. You just have to sometimes take a break and just be like, let's just try to pray this out of here.
Let's take a breather and regroup. Because people like that vibe. Like, it's just somebody, that vibe that some people don't understand. Like, oh yeah, I feel that negative energy.
But people remember that too. And it's like, okay, yeah, I remember the way how you were on set. You know, so no matter whatever I'm doing, like, I went all the way to Oklahoma and they love my energy, because I had took direction as well. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And that's just something that I do naturally. Like, I tell everyone, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Right. I'm polite, you know, and that goes a long way. That opens up a lot of doors, too, as well. It's like some people just don't get that.
Even if people tell you, you making them feel old by saying, yes, ma'am.
All the time. But
I'm like, just grow up. Stop.
I can't, because once again, my mom, well, she raised you right. She did not, she just didn't play that. And here I am, I'm 39, almost 40. I'm calling someone that's like in their 20s.
Me too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You know,
you were raised right.
I can't help it. I can't help it. So,
yeah. Thank you. And then, like, I found my husband looking at me like, why aren't you saying just ma'am to her? She like 20. Like, the conversation it calls for, yes, ma'am.
I know, right? Well, yes, indeed. You have so many films and commercials. What is your favorite? What is the most one you like to do? Films or commercials? Which one is it?
First of all, let me say, definitely commercials, because that commercial money, dang, I shouldn't be saying money, but yes.
Go say it, because me and James me and James had this conversation not too long ago. It is so funny you said this, because I told James, I said, look, James, I don't want to do commercials no more. James was like, oh, okay. I said, I don't want to do it no more. It was a Friday, right? The same commercial that I did in Oklahoma. It was a Friday night, just random. I checked my email. They sent me a check because I get residuals from that. I'm like, oh no, I want to do commercials. I told Jay, I said, okay, I'm doing commercials.
It's a whole new world. Like, I was trying to tell this this one actor in Houston, he's so good, he's really, really good. He was doing this movie where they had to shoot for 2 months, and he was like, yeah, they paid me like $2,000 to shoot for 2 months. And I was like, I mean, that's good. I said, but you had to be on set a lot. I said, now look, I just did this commercial. I said, they paid me $1,800 and I was there for 8 hours. So I didn't have to shoot no more. Like, it was one day, no change. This was for Keurig. It wasn't even a commercial. It was like a photo shoot. They fed me coffee all day. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a coffee lover. Yes, it was sir. Just like this. I tell people that this is free money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing something I love to do. Like, I'm getting pampered. People up here dressing me, doing my hair, doing my makeup, stuff that I love. And then you tell me you'll give me a check. And then when the residual check come, I mean, I'm just sitting there minding my business, y'all. I was on set for another movie. And my agent sent me an email and was like, is this your right email address for PayPal? Because they renewed your contract and they sent you some more money. Excuse me?
I know, right?
Send me more money than what they paid me to do the actual photo shoot.
Come on now.
I was like, this make dollars and it makes sense.
I know. And then they flew me out.
Well, see, yeah, and that's even better.
And they got the hotel room and everything, and I'm coming in there like, all right, when the shoe going to drop? I'm going. It's a setup.
Straight up.
Like, it's too good to be true sometimes. Like, for real?
No. Yeah.
Like, me?
This amount? Okay, this will be made out to me.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I just love it. Like, I tell people, like, the term, when I say use the term free money, is because to me it's fun. Like, I really enjoy doing this. And then you get paid to do it too. So it's just like a bonus.
Right.
I haven't did a commercial yet.
When
you get the right one, it's really fun.
The right one too, because whoo.
Yeah.
I remember my first time being humbled on a commercial set. I was background for HEB. So I auditioned for the role, but somebody else got it. So we sitting in there waiting. Everybody's, you know, getting ready for the shoot, and lunch came. So we, you know, waiting, and they bring out the lunch. So we like, oh, okay, let's go get some lunch. And we walk over there and they was like, no, cast and crew first, background eat last. I was like, oh, okay, y'all right. Yeah. Cause it was such a different experience when I was on the set of Fifth Ward. And they had us in the trailer, and they was actually bringing us our lunch. They was like, what do y'all want to eat? Because I had speaking on, I had a line. So they were like, oh, what do you want to eat? Okay, I'll fix it for you. I'll bring it to you. And I was like, okay, this is nice. Right. And then to be on the other side and be background, I say, oh, I see how you. But then I understand from being on set, you know, when a lot of times we do 12-hour days, and cast, most of the time the crew is the first one there.
Right. So,
once I understood that, like being on both sides, that's why I like working on cast side and crew side, because you get a better understanding of everybody's role and position. Like, person been here gripping since 7 o'clock in the morning, and then I just get here around lunchtime. Of course, it's only right that they get lunch first. So they humbled me real quick, because I was like, I wasn't ready for that one.
Oh yeah, they were humbled. That's how it was on It. On It.
Oh, really? How was it?
Oh, man. Whew, I don't want to even.
We all had it.
Okay. Because I was supposed to be on It with John Godot. I was supposed to do art department, because I do art too.
Yes. I did background for It. And I'm not the type of person to speak bad about. Like, I don't like that negative, you know? Right. But it was a humbling project. From the moment that I got there to the time that I left, they paid good. It was nice. You know, they had the stuff set up, and the movie's going to be awesome. The way they was doing the makeup was just dope. Like, wow. I wanted to get it so bad. They sent me back
special,
there.
It was special effects makeup?
Yes. Like, they made you look like you had some kind of a breakout or something.
It's like zombie stuff, right?
Yes. Okay. And I was like, oh yes, because I've never done anything like that. So I was like, oh, I want to see if I'm gonna be a Q zombie.
That's funny.
Like, I'm being a Q zombie, right? No, but I really wanted to do it, right? And they sent me back to go get makeup. And then before I can get makeup, they was like, oh, no, that's it for the people that's going to be in makeup. They was like, we're going to just have you in the background. So, okay. So I walk back. By the time I walk back, they said, oh, they're already shooting.
Huh?
What? I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me?
Yeah. It was like, you could just go back there and just go wait. So I literally was there for the whole time. I didn't get no camera time. None. And I was like, I was there for, I went maybe 2 or 3 days, and I was there for like hours, like maybe I was there for, because they was paying us $10 an hour, so maybe 8 hours one day, maybe 9 hours the next day. So yeah, I was there for quite a long time, just sitting in the background reading.
They did pay you for each day you were there?
That's what I said, they paid. But I was like, that's, with me, it wasn't just about the pay. Like, you know, I'm just kind of starting. So I'm trying to build my resume. Mm-hmm. Right. And I really wanted to be a part of that project, but it just didn't work out. And I mean, hey.
None of the days you were there, you got camera time?
I literally sat next to Brandon Roth for maybe 2 seconds while he said, "Hi, I have an addiction." And that's it.
Oh, wow.
And then you'd be hoping that that's the one.
I'm
take a clip that they keep, because the way editing works, I tell people, I was so mad. I did a Beyonce video years ago, like almost 10 years ago. And we were shooting, we shot for like 2 days at Funplex. And as soon as we finished and everything, I told people, like, she was about to drop the music video. And I told people, I said, yeah, I'm Beyonce video. And everybody started watching it. And all of a sudden they started messaging me, I don't see you. I was like, pick my face up off the ground and put it back on my face. I said, I will never do that ever again. So embarrassed.
That's an I'll be damned moment.
Like, I'll be damned. And it's like you said, I was there the whole time. Like, every day that they had us there, the first day and the second day, I was there the entire time. And the guy that, because it was the Blow music video, so it was like the skate ring. And so the guy, the guy was skating with, I'm like, I see him with. Did they remove me? Did they grab my image and take it out? This is who I was skating with. Like, how did this even happen? But it was the craziest thing. Like, it was a really good experience, you know, like you said. But I was like, I'm an actress. I want my face in Beyonce video.
Yeah.
And you know what? When I had got on set, when I had did the commercial, I was thinking, okay, you're just going to be in the background. That's what I thought. So when they said, where is our other featured commercial, you know, person? And they was like, where's Mike? And I'm looking around like, where is
it another Mike?
Where is Mike? I know they ain't talking about me. And I'm like, feature. I'm in the background.
Feature.
The lady came and she was like, oh no, you the feature. You sit here. So they started to put the makeup on my face and everything. And it was like, no, Michael, you really are going to be like in front of this in this camera. But it all goes back to like what you are worth. Like, you work hard to get in this position, you work hard to open up these doors, you know. Yeah. And when it finally opens, you're meant to be here. It was a lot of times I questioned myself when I was up there, like, am I meant to be here? And it's like, though, they flew you out, they really wanted you, they cover all your expenses and everything, like hotel room, food, whatever, we want you here. So that it was. And I had so much fun.
Yeah, I had that same experience you had, Tashay, and you, Brandy, on the Hip Hop Family Christmas, the first one.
The first one.
So, like, I went out all the way out there. I was close by Tomball at that time while I lived on Spring, but I went all the way. Yeah, I went all the way out there, and it's like we know everybody's dressed and everything, and you know how they do it. But you come here, whatever, and it's pretty much like I got paid to. Basically, I got paid to eat pizza and network with people. And I was like, y'all need nobody. Y'all need anybody else?
I know, right?
But
you be waiting, like, when they walk in and they do this and they go.
Yeah.
And they talk and then they go.
We all had those stories. But what's crazy about it, Tashay, is like, I actually had a good experience on it. But it's like crazy because like how we stay determined, like Brandon, how you were saying, just stay focus, keep going, keep working, and your time will finally come. And, you know, finally, you know, I got there. And the same thing with, you know, Tashay and Mike, with all of us, when we finally get there, that's our time, and it's just feels so rewarding. And so them stories, boy, that built us, that made us to where we at now, and where we getting, and where we going. So it's like,
yeah,
ooh, Lord Jesus, I'm about to tear that piece up too. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I was,
look, I love pizza and I love networking. So,
yeah.
Right, and then, like, and then, y'all sure y'all, yeah, y'all need me in there? Y'all sure?
Yeah, you sure? I mean, and then, I'm dressed for the part.
I'm dressed,
yeah,
for the part. Yeah.
I mean, they was
at the time.
They was saying that they needed bikers with like tattoos and stuff, right? But in the email they sent like, oh, we need someone who looked like they're coming right home from work. So I had all my tattoos covered and I was looking all professional, and then when I get there, it was like, we need some older looking biker people. And I was like, hey, I could have definitely pulled that off.
Nice.
I was like, I'm, yeah, tattooed.
I've seen that before. I've seen that in an email to where they're asking for certain things.
Yeah.
And you ready? You mean you prepared? It's like sometimes, y'all, this is one of my weaknesses I gotta work on. I don't be prepared sometimes, but I'll be, you know, prepared, showed up, like you said, to Shay, looking the part, talking about something else when you get there. I was like, huh, but I could have,
you're right,
you could have brought what you wanted. What are you talking, yeah, about?
I'm not gonna lie, some of them emails I'm gonna shoot for it because they said they need someone with a British accent. I believe I can do it, because they was gonna pay them to go to England and do all that for a week, and it was like 300, 3,000 or something. I got a British accent, I can do that.
Right, you have a British accent though, right?
I'm somewhere around here.
I'll find it.
I'm gonna find it for that $3,800. I'm gonna find it.
It's so funny. I love doing accents. I love doing so many different accents. And I was trying to audition for a part, and it said New Orleans. I was like, I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Oh, you can't do New Orleans. It sounds too fake.
Mine is too fake. Like, I can do more foreign accents. Like, I'm a foreign accent type person. Like, I don't like to be, you know, people say it's kind of racial if you do like the nail lady accent, but I be having my parents rolling on the floor doing nail lady accent.
Oh, you gotta do one for us. Please, you gotta do one for us. Come on. Just give us a little snippet. Come on.
Look, I mean, I just said something now, right?
Yes, come on. You gotta give it to us just a little bit.
Put it out there.
Okay, honey. Let me see your nail, honey. Let me see. Show me camera, honey. Okay.
Yeah.
That pretty, honey. Okay, you do eyebrow. I like eyebrow, honey. You pick your color. Okay, you pick black. See, no, that way you know her boyfriend. Cause you pick black, girl. Pick pink. That pink pretty on you, honey. Okay. Oh, honey, your heel kind of rough. Okay. Yeah. I bring out the big gun for you. Okay.
Boy.
You live here. You live here. You from Houston. Okay, honey. Come back.
Yeah. Oh, raise up the prices.
Yeah, let's go.
You need like,
let's go. She oh, man, girl. I'm telling you, you sound just like them.
I'm telling y'all, that New Orleans kicks my, you know what.
How, Brandy? How?
I can't. And it's so funny. When I was younger, my cousin moved to Louisiana. And when she came back, she was trying to, I was like, girl, what are you doing? Shut up. She was over trying to make herself sound like she was from Louisiana. I was like, no.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like I sound to people.
I think, yeah, I can get it because I make fun of the way how they talk because my wife is from New Orleans. So, you know, whenever I make fun of her and like her people, shout out to my in-laws, but they go, you going to the store? Yeah. You going to go get some crow? Some poor boys over there, yeah.
Yeah. All you got to say is cold drink, and they gonna know where you from. All you got to say is cold drink. They gonna be like,
what? Earl change, a seafood barrel.
They stand in front of a hamburger stand, and they say they want it dressed. What is dressed? Everything in it. All the stuff on it. Yeah, everything on it. I want it dressed. Yeah.
That's what that means.
They answer their own question. You going to the store? Yeah.
Yeah, they have hit you with the yeah, no. You go to the store?
Yeah, no.
You go to the store? Yeah. There you go, right there. I found it.
I like that, the way you put that. They answer their own questions, putting that yeah at the end.
Like
they're trying to convince you that's where they're going.
Exactly. Like,
I went to the store
the other day. Yeah. I wasn't going to, but you going now because I didn't put that yeah at the end.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my family is like. I'm talking about half of them, they actually speak Cajun French, like my aunts and uncles and stuff. They speak it around us. They won't teach us. So they could talk about us to themselves.
That's too funny.
But, you know, it's like one of those things. Like, you talk to my uncle, I'm pretty sure you will not be able to understand half of the things he's saying.
I get
what?
No, no.
Me and him can have a great conversation. Trust me, because trust me.
I'm talking about Bobby Boucher. I'm talking about
what?
I'm talking about you're not gonna be able to understand.
No, not the Bobby Boucher. Oh,
the one that go.
Yes, like I'm talking about nothing. And he goes and had a whole conversation with you. Don't ask him for directions. You is gonna get lost because you're not gonna know what he's saying.
Oh heck no! And I can listen to people with New Orleans accents all day.
Yeah,
like that's like a me. That's like a. It just it sounds so good.
But it's a difference between like New Orleans accent and like other parts of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, you get somebody that's from like the bayou or something like that.
Oh, no.
It's totally different.
Brandon, I gotta ask you a question before. So Bissonnette. We saw it. You played that.
Hold on, don't you almost made her spill that water, James.
It almost came all the way out.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, y'all see how Brandy is right now. But if you go on business, you're gonna be like, wait a minute, who's that? And I'm like, bro, like, wait a minute. And so it threw you played that role. I played that role. But how do you make your eyes go? Like, you don't got to do it right now. I don't want you to do it.
I was just about to do it, too, because I was about to say everybody.
Oh, don't do it right now because my mama say it gets stuck.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. That's why I'm like, Brady, I love you so much. Just don't. I don't want you to your eyes to get stuck. I'm like, God damn. Like,
you know, all you can get somebody, is roles with a woman with cross eyes. It's over.
Man, look. Man, I saw a lady at work yesterday, and I thought of Brandy because her and her stuff was like. I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just like, it was one of them things where it's like, everybody got something wrong with them. No, I'm not. Hey, we at nobody's perfect. I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me.
I met somebody the other day I haven't seen in a while. I'm like, damn,
it,
my eyes is crossed.
It made me feel like. That's how that's what you did to me, Brandy. Like, I was like looking and like where your eyes going, it made me feel like I was. And so my eyes going like, well, oh man, hold on, wait a minute. You're like, dog, am I tripping, bro? I'm like, wait, I'm like, Lord forgive me. I'm sorry. We all got something.
I've just had a thing with doing that because like my cousins used to do the flip eyelid and they used to really piss me.
Freaky.
Off.
Yeah.
Yes.
I couldn't do it. So I
can do that.
I used to do it
the cross side.
You still do it to this day?
I can still do it to this day. I can flip my eyelids. Yes, you know, where the.
Can you do it? Like, do you have to do it with your finger or you do it on your eye?
No, I just flip it. I just go.
I had a guy I went to school with, a boy I went to school with. He could do it on his own, like without even touching. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Seriously.
Now that I can't do.
I'm so squeamish. Like, that is so gross.
Did it to my kids to, like, scare them or anything like that. Like, I, you know, when I was younger, no, I have that. They don't know I can do it. So, yeah, I don't do it.
That's fun.
I know, but so, like, my oldest son, he could do it. And he scared me one day doing this. So, I understood how it felt. Because I didn't know he could do it. And he just walked out the room. And I was like,
Wake him up and record it.
That is so disgusting to me.
I'm a petty parent.
Yeah, he scares his younger sisters with it. He'd be walking around the house like,
I'm such a petty parent. But I'm
that parent because I make the whites, only the whites on my eyes show. And so I do
like the Undertaker.
Like the Undertaker?
Yeah, I do that and I use a deep voice. He'd be like, it's fun. Hey. You're a good parent because I'm a petty parent, like James said. I'm petty.
I'm a petty parent. I'm gonna mess with you.
I'm gonna try. Y'all giving me the courage. I'm gonna kill one. Halloween's coming up too.
We are very bad.
I don't wait for Halloween. This is all year round. Don't wait for no Halloween. We don't know if we're gonna be able to make it to Halloween. I got to show you right now.
You gotta seize the moment.
I'll just be standing over my son at night, just standing over him like this. And then we'll roll over like what? And then I'll walk away. Then I'll do this here. Well, I'm watching.
I like to do that too, because my son, because he like to scare me. So I feel like that's fair game. You know, on the movies when you open the fridge and then you close and somebody's standing there, he like to do that. So that's a scary game.
Oh yeah, I say where is there smoke, but there is no fire. Me, I'm bringing it every time. Stop playing with
it every time.
Stand with me.
Bringing it every time. Sometimes I stand over my son. I should just whoop your ass right now because I know you. I know you finna do something. I should just go get it out the way.
Let's do it right now.
Like, we don't even do prank wars or nothing. Like, we cap on each other. We'll have like camping wars, but outside of that, we all really like fooling each other like that.
Where's the fun? We used to have the Glade, like the air freshener, pull it up, and then it would kind of, you know, just start evaporating or whatever. So my mom, me and my brother, my older brother, back and forth. Whenever it would run out, we would just put in each other room and trick each other and be open and be like, oh, this ain't gonna need them, put in her room. Well, I was trying to trick my mom, and I figured once she felt it, it was gonna be too light and she was gonna know nothing was in there. So I taped some batteries to the inside to kind of weigh it down. And when she opened it, she thought it was a bomb. So she freaked out. Because I put it back in the wrapping and everything, like it was brand new. So she freaked out, she screamed, and she went to throw it in the trash can, and she was like, ah, it's gonna explode because I threw it. So she like kind of ducked for cover. Once she realized it didn't blow up, she still thought it was they tried to blow her up. So she called Walmart and started trying to go off on them, telling them that they didn't sold her a bomb. And I was like, Mom,
that's just devious.
That was me the whole time.
That was too much thought into it.
Well, where's the fun? Like, you just gotta give people a good eye every night. Because some people might be, like, kind of sleeping life or down. You gotta kind of wake them up.
Yeah. Now, to scare my mama, just call my mama. Mama, just say that.
That's it?
That's it? And she, what?
Nothing. Your mama dramatic, isn't she?
Yes, she is. And she always thinks something's wrong.
That's gonna work for her, mama.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord, Michael.
I'm like, what's going on? They're like, my shoe is untied.
Oh.
My baby.
Give me a heart attack.
Babies will mama you to death.
They will. They will.
Oh, man. Besides the man. Oh, go ahead, James.
I'll say a few more questions. We wrap up. But you go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Besides the man upstairs, what inspired you to do what you love to do?
Dang, these are some good questions.
I know, right? It's James.
I love making people smile. I love being able to put a smile on people's face and. They kind of go hand in hand with entertaining. So I would have to, I think that would probably be it after the man upstairs. Yeah. Just being able to put a smile on somebody's face and making somebody happy. Like people just don't realize how much that mean to me when they reach out to me and say something about a character that I played or how a character made them feel, even if it was a bad character. Like when I was in Fair Play and I was just the worst and they was like, well, I really like that side that you, I mean, dudes was hitting on me left and right. Like, you can be my Sasha. I was like,
yeah, no.
You want a girl taking advantage of you? What's wrong with y'all? But it's still. The
of America.
Still, those type of comments, I still appreciate like a lot of the feedback. Even if somebody was like, you know, you could have did something better in this role. If you would have had your personality this way, if you would have said this word, if you would have walked this way, I still take like all feedback. And I tell people, you know, a lot of people say, you know, it's just a generic response. Like everybody's going to say that they, you know, take constructive criticism. But no, I really do. I want to get better. I want to get better myself. So because that, like I said, that would help me do my job better with where I started with trying to just make people smile.
Yes, so you've worked with some well-known, talented people. Has anyone ever made you like starstruck? Or if not, is there someone that you know you have that starstruck feeling towards?
Beyoncé.
I knew she was gonna say that.
Man, we was like 3 feet away from each other. It's so funny. I told my dude because he was like, he loved Beyoncé. He's like, if I ever was near Beyoncé, it'd be over with. I was like, yeah, I was 3 feet away from her. He was like, yeah, I would have went to jail because I would have tried to grab her booty.
Don't do it.
What is wrong with you?
But
I've been starstruck by a lot of people, yeah. But from actually being like that close in proximity to somebody, definitely.
Yeah. And it's funny that you said that because if I was to say that to my wife, she'd be like, go ahead. Like, go ahead. Like, go ahead. No, this is what I say. I say, baby, if Beyoncé come up to me, it's over.
Like, but that's the same thing he said. And I'm like, I'm not tripping, but like you said, you're going to go to jail.
Beyonce. I tell my wife, I said Beyonce could take me. That's it. Me, it's gonna be me and Beyonce now. She'd be like, that's fine. Just make Beyonce understand that the school clothes are coming up in the summertime. You've been together for 15 years, you got to understand. I'm sorry.
Get some of that billionaire money.
Hey.
I know my husband he likes Jessica Alba. And Tyra Banks.
Nice looking.
She gets it.
Tyra Banks. Who? That was like his, I think when he was younger, that was his crush. Yeah, I was like, okay, Tyra. Yeah, I know her.
We like Tyra.
He like Rihanna too.
Who?
I found out he like Rihanna too. Yep.
Rihanna.
Okay. And yeah. I like Chris Brown.
Not Breezy.
Chris Brown.
Now you know I'm 85, baby. So when he was, you know, he was doing that. Whoa, you know. Have you seen her? Okay, I was in high school. That was like my song. So I've been following him since, you know, everything. So yeah, I like Chris Brown.
That's what I say about Denzel. Like, I don't care how old that man is. I say the same thing that men say about Beyonce. If they put me on set with Denzel, I'm probably getting fired.
So you went to go see the last
dry hump that man.
Oh my goodness.
I'm lying, but who knows?
No, you ain't lying.
You gotta be in that position to know what's gonna happen.
Gonna have an out of body experience. You meet Denzel.
I'm gonna be sitting there waiting on my turn. They're gonna be like, okay, Brandy and Denzel, y'all look. It's go time.
I gotta go to work.
Yeah, that's a moment.
I gotta go to work.
This is my job here, okay?
We flipping the script.
Too funny.
Y'all must didn't get the new version.
That's fine.
Hey, y'all didn't get it. Y'all check your email. Check your spam.
They made
some corrections. When this
Brandy up in there just typing away.
Josh, who was your celebrity crush?
Who my celebrity crush?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna be here all day. Man, this is so my good. Who was my first?
Your number one.
My number one? Where I'm just like, oh number man. One.
Yeah, top.
Dang, why I gotta be dang the top. Regina Hall was my favorite because she's funny.
I love her.
She's funny, she's sweet. Like y'all pretty much get a picture of who my wife was. Her, Tiona Parrish, who's in Candyman, who was opposite of Yaha doing my team. Tiana Parrish, mm-hmm. Enough. All right, let me we gonna stop right there.
Oh, that's
yeah.
She's super dope.
We're gonna stop right there because if I become rich or famous, because some of these women are married and they'd be looking at me like, you're gonna have to stay away from him when y'all on set. I ain't got time for be getting
you manifested this. It is manifesting.
Regina is single, so I can mess it up. Regina's single, so I can mess it up. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Last question, then we get you out of here, Brandy.
I know, this is
the part that we like. Any advice or any gems you can drop and tell others that's trying to get into this business or just life in general that you can share with us that helped you along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. Just be yourself. A lot of people lose themselves most of the time in this industry, and don't try to, you know, knock nobody else down or dim somebody else's light for your light to shine. Like everything, like what Mike said earlier, like this is for us. Like what's supposed to come your way, what's going to come to you, going to fall right in your lap, and just got to be ready for it. That's another thing. Be ready. Like a lot of us, we want this. excuse me, we pray for this, and then when it comes, we're not prepared. Right. So we just got to have our mind right most of the time. And then depending on what you want, what type of roles you want physically, you got to be physically prepared for that. Not just like looking a certain way, but like I tell people, I do crew work a lot. So I do production assistant work and grip work, and we got to lift like a lot of heavy stuff. So like physically, I want to be able to do stuff and excuse me, make sure I'm prepared for that. I say definitely say keep God first. That definitely will be my first one. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Like I tell people all the time, like if it's something that's not meant for me, but like the role fits somebody else or somebody else can do it, I'm gonna share that with somebody else. Like I have no problem with helping out my peers and putting them on something and introducing them to people. Because it's enough for everybody to eat. It definitely is enough for everybody to eat.
Yeah. Absolutely. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Again.
I know that's right.
Tell everybody where they can follow you at, Miss Spiggs.
Y'all can follow me on Facebook. That's Brandy Specs, Brandy with a Y, and it's not Specs like the liquor store. It's Specs like the glasses. also Instagram, that's _ Specs. I got the same handle on TikTok and. Thursday, October 12th, we're going to do a drive-in movie for Bissonette. So bring everybody out. That's going to be at Salon 180 Houston. That's on the north side on Cypress Creek Parkway. Everybody drive up with their cars. We're going to have the big display of Bissonette, the movie. You turn to the radio station, you'll be able to hear it in your car. We have food, drinks, and a full bar. So it'll be a really, really good night.
Love it.
That sounds great.
Thank you.
I hope everybody can make it.
I'm going to definitely try to come. Me and my husband.
Yes. Bring the hubby, just not the kids, because Bissonette is, woo, y'all already know.
Yes, indeed.
Pull up. Kids
Man, I got to go. Brandy got to go. Y'all, thank you again, Ms. Specs. I appreciate you. We'll talk some more. I got to catch up with you. Peace.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all for having me.
Just acting the show. All right, I'm stopping. Acting a fool, bro. Who gets it today? Who gets it today?
Acting a fool. This goes to a mother by the name of Mary Marquardt, right? Who allegedly was arrested previously, right, for suspicion of headbutting her husband. And now she's accused again for attacking her own child. Her sister told police, she saw her sister use frozen chicken as a weapon.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's right. The 30-year-old woman had been arrested after allegedly battering her daughter with a frozen chicken from St. Petersburg, Florida. You know, she's now facing domestic battery charge for striking her daughter, whose alleged age has not been released. But in the report, it said that she threw a frozen chicken at her, hitting her right in the leg. And then her sister witnessed the incident and confirmed that the defendant did throw the bird, resulting in the victim being struck by chilled chicken. That's what the police report said. Now, it's unclear whether the victim was hit with a whole chicken or just part of it, but either way, she was hit with a chicken. So she is getting arrested with a charge of a misdemeanor domestic battery. She was able to post a $150 bond and was released from county jail after spending about 20 hours in custody, and she pleads not guilty and had been ordered by the judge to have no contact with her daughter. Yeah. It's rough out there in these chicken streets.
How mad you got to be to hit somebody with a bag of frozen chicken? Wow.
Yeah. She had to, you know, it's frozen, so depending on how big it is, you probably throw that thing like a softball or something, right? I can imagine how much that hurts, though, too.
Ooh, yeah.
being on the receiving end, like,
Yard bird. Always come down to the chicken, man.
Yeah, yeah. Makes you think, though. I wonder where the first chicken was fried at. I heard it was grease.
That's actually pretty.
Think about it. Fried in grease. I don't know. What do you call? Well, you know, people mistreat these chickens so bad. You've seen these documentaries, how bad they treat these chickens. So what do we call the people who take care of chickens?
I don't know what you call them.
They're chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders.
No.
That's chicken tenders. Yeah. I know that's the tend to the chicken. Okay, I got it.
And then, because we need more chickens, so we need them to mate more. So I used to run a dating service for chickens, right? But I was struggling to make hens meet.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one. That's a good dad joke. I like that one.
I think Mike is laughing somewhere. I'm going to say
Mike,
that.
Somewhere Mike is laughing.
He's saying these are the best jokes that Chris brings every week. He makes him laugh every week, y'all. Don't let him fool y'all. He loves these jokes.
Mike loves it. When we go off on the screen, he said, these are hilarious jokes, Chris. He loves them.
This is not a lie. This is 100% truth. No, I said the truth.
Tell the truth, Mike. It shall set you free. All right, good people, welcome to the Balancing Act. You know, this is the segment where we always talk about, we give flowers to individuals, or we acknowledge some individuals that have gone on and passed away, who left their legacy and their mark on this here earth. Man, they do some hard work out there, man. So we already know this is the month of October. When you automatically think of October, you think of what? Spooky season, Halloween, ooh, scary movies, go trick-or-treating with the kids, maybe going to Dewberry Farms with the kids, pumpkins and all that, man. Bees and bees, I'm just being silly. But yeah, man, you think about holidays are right around the corner, but let's not also forget that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, man. That's neat. So I just might throw on a pink shirt, probably one of these shows that we do to show, you know, spread awareness. And
might as well. Pink shoes. Go ahead, paint your car pink.
I don't think I'm going to paint my car pink. No, I don't. I mean, you put one of them little ribbons on it, though.
But there you go.
Right.
Yeah. My business, though, definitely breast cancer is a very important. It's very important. A lot of people deal with it, bringing awareness to it and making sure that everyone, you know, gets checked out and you know, take care of their health. And we support those that struggle with that, that survived it or is dealing with it currently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you just might see us out there on one of these 5K events, our walks. We missed the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Awareness Walk, but it's okay, though. You can still give and donate, and we will see us out there real soon. Like I said, we're going to throw on a pink shirt, be out there walking with people, not running, because I can't run just yet. I can, but I'm like, nah, man, I ain't going to finish that walk if I run. But I will walk with you, talk to you. Maybe we can get like a big group to come with us and just join us. And hey, that'll be pretty cool to see. So, yeah, with that being said, also men get checked out as well, too, because it can't happen to you as well, too. So, yeah. But with that being said, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, make sure y'all support those and spread the word and spread the word. Clap in. Another great show in the books, ladies and gentlemen. This was a great show, man. Shout out to Brandy Specs for dropping by to talk to us for quite a bit, man. Shout out to you. Peace and blessings to everything that you do, Brandy.
Thank you. Next time, man. I'm sorry I missed you, but I'll catch you next time in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, man. Next time. Man, so that's going to do it for the show. Chris, you got anything before we get on up out of here?
I do. It says, my positive quote here is, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever it is, this approach has never let me down. And it has always made all the difference in my life. That was quoted by Steve Jobs.
I like that. That's nice.
Take that with
you. Take that.
Lose it. Or lose it.
Oh, man. Listen, message, man. Well, that's going to be it for that. See that?
Oh, hear that.
See that, James? Use that message. That's the message. Use that message. That's the me getting all out that negativity and listen to the message, man. So yeah, man, that's gonna do it for us, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Peace and blessings. Thank y'all.